Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth. We'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, welcome to Raven Radio. This is our first time trying this live, and wouldn't you know it, Michelle hasn't made it into the call session yet, so I'm flying solo right now. So anyone willing to call and talk to me, great. If not, you have to hear me talk to myself, which I guess could be fun in a sort of disturbing kind of way. Anyways, I'm here. We're going to recap a little bit, and first off, apologize for what's going on. We had a big catastrophic failure, and I put that in quotes, with Podomatic, the host that we were using, and they lost all of our podcast, all of the descriptions, all of everything. So after many, many hours of re-uploading everything, everyone who had us on feed got us twice. I apologize for that. It's, you know, it's not our fault. We apologize you had to get us twice, especially everyone with iTunes and that. So we're going to give this a try and see how this works out for us. But, of course, the live thing is already not going so great considering Michelle hasn't made it in yet. But no, so that's that, and we do apologize up front for the Raven Podcast fiasco. Next up, we're going to talk a little bit about the Raven Halloween Hunt. We've had this gigantic thing going on online for the entire month of October. We've had well over 2,000 hits on the site with everyone doing it. And then, you know, we're waiting for everyone to get things submitted in. They're due in Halloween Day. Oh, Michelle's IMing me. But Michelle, if you're out there, if you could call, that would be kind of great. Yeah. Just don't expect me to finish Pleasure Cruise 3 anytime soon since you stood me up. Just saying. So, yes. Anyways, back to the Halloween hunt. I'm sorry I can't do two things at one time, obviously. We've had that going on. Well over 2,000 people have hit the site, and we've had over 100 entries so far. And we're waiting for more. That ends on Halloween Day. Get those in if you're going to do it. Lots and lots of prizes. Over 60 authors popped in to help with that. Big thanks to everyone. Then also I have notes here, and of course Michelle has the rest of the notes. So, yeah, talk about suckage here. I'm actually saying really mean things to her, and I am, if you're wondering. And I wanted to thank everybody, too, for the feedback that came from the other podcasts that we've done. All the emails and everything have been really great. We thank everybody. We have a bunch of Halloween stories to get to. Of course, Michelle has those as well. Clearly, she should have hosted it, and I should have stood her up. Yeah, she's saying they're doing an emergency system test currently where she's at with the sirens for tornadoes, and it's really loud, so that's why she's waiting to call in. So apologize up front for that. And like I said, in our little prompt, this is the first time we've done this live, so we are going to screw up. Just run with it. So, yes, I don't even know what to talk about next. I guess, oh, Demonic Desires came out from Allure's Cave for me. I'm just going to plug myself. I'm just going to use a moment to talk all about me. That came out, has received very good reception and reviews, and a lot of good reader feedback. It's from Allure's Cave. Also, The Guardians came out with New Concept Publishing. I'm very excited about that series, and I'm hoping it does well. Not a ton of reviews yet on that, but, yeah. Let's see. Oh, here she is now. You there? Michelle? Michelle? Michelle, are you there? She says she can hear me, but I can't hear her. Wonderful. Why not? Hey, I'm only flying solo anyways. Let's add another thing to it. Ooh, just think real hard, Michelle, and I'll guess what you're saying. She's going to call back in. I'm so sorry for this. Not really, because this actually shows what a typical day for us is. Yeah, we're idiots. Sorry. She's trying it again. We'll see if we can do this. Too many buttons for me to push. I probably clicked her off. Oh, whoever else just called in, I'm sorry, I think I did click you off.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Oh, you are so dead. I'm holding Pleasure Cruise forever for standing me up. You're not allowed to have tornado sirens for the first 5 minutes of our show.
Yeah, no, they were going off. Dogs in the neighborhood were howling. I could barely hear myself think. I'm just like, oh, forget it.
I was so like, I really felt like put finger up nose and sit and wait. Cause I did
the best laid plans. I'm just fashionably late.
Fashionably late.
I'm so important, I don't have to be on time.
Yes, except you have most of our notes and Halloween stories.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm sitting here, I'm like, yeah, I don't got that. Yeah, I talk about that, but no, I don't have that. No, not that either.
Yeah, just wanted you to know it. Yeah, everything around here just exploded with noise. Where I'm just, like, holding my head going, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I did tell them about the Halloween hunt wrapping up and what that was about. I did explain the catastrophic failure. So next up would be probably Dark News Society we should get out there and tell everyone about.
Oh, yeah. You're catching me without my notes.
Oh, yes. Guess what? I got caught with my airtime down. There you go. So, anyways, we've teamed up with quite a few authors, Erin McCarthy, Lori Foster, Michelle, help me out.
Danielle Devin.
Yes.
These are all my notes, see. Erin McCarthy, me, you,
yeah.
Sarah Reinke.
Yes.
And...
There's somebody else, and boy, we're going to get yelled at later for not having that in front of us.
Yeah, well, here, give me a second.
Yeah, we honestly...
the list.
Yeah, we have a list somewhere. Oh, they even have a website. When you think we should go to it? Probably that'd be too easy. Yeah.
Well, my head's still ringing with the sirens, so...
Yeah, and I'm still sitting here going, I was left alone to start the show. I was left alone to start the show.
Somebody hold me.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I accidentally clicked 2 callers off now. That I'm sorry for that.
Great.
So
our two listeners just disappeared. Okay.
Oh, yes. This is exactly why I can't work a TV. I can't work my cell phone. Yeah. It's that bad.
Well, next show, we promise, we'll be more prepared.
No, we promise we'll try to.
It will not be scheduled anytime during the day.
Yes. Okay, Dark News Society. We have got Devlin Quinn, Sarah Reinke. We've got myself, Michelle, Erin McCarthy, Lori Foster, or L.L. Foster, she goes by with writing this dark fantasy, and Danielle Devin. So there you have it. And a little bit about them. I'm just going to read straight off of it. Dark News Society is a fictional online world and readers group created by a group of authors who all share a love for penning dark romances with paranormal, fantasy, and science fiction influences. So if you like a romance on the dark side, then the Society is... calling your name. And what you do is you go in, and very soon, November 2nd, it's going to be set up with an online world, kind of like a Sims type thing, that you can go through and you can go and like visit all the rooms that we have. Like, Michelle, you're the cellar, correct?
The what?
You're the basement, right?
Oh, cellar. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fancy name they use for that basement thing. I'm the attic. I forget. There's also a courtyard.
Yeah, the basement.
Yeah.
Cellar. I was like, cellar? What am I selling?
Hey, it says cellar above your sign on the door. I've been in there.
That's fine. You said that, and I'm like, what am I selling?
Hi, it's Ava. I'm sorry. Oh, shut up. Yes, so we're doing that. We're very excited by this. This has been a huge undertaking. You can visit the website, which is Dark Muse. What is it?
It is darkmusesociety.com. And from there, you can join the Society newsletter.
Yeah.
And November 2nd?
November 2nd, yes.
They're doing the launch of the actual virtual reality site where you can actually go in on your computer and walk around the Society House, check things out.
And it's a proximity-based chat in there. So if you're walking around, you see another sim person walking around, if you're close to them, you can actually chat live, be it, you know, over a microphone and a speaker and all that, or just typing back and forth. It's really cool.
Yeah, so, and if you see an author, you know, authors will be roaming the halls often, I guess. And
yes.
If you see one of us, you just click on our little character and little pop-up windows will come up. It should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
and it's a work in progress. They'll be fine-tweaking and adding things throughout. And the girl in charge of it, she's so phenomenal. She also did the website, and she's part of the group. And she's just amazing. I can't say enough good things about her. So, yeah, we're very excited about this. But an undertaking, you know, long time coming, I guess. So.
And I don't know if you were talking about, we actually asked a bunch of our fellow authors and readers for... transparent or their true life ghost stories.
Right, right. And I also let them know that you had those. So when the tornado sirens were going off, I had nothing to talk about but me. So I was going to start to sing, but I took pity on them. Yeah.
Is this the part where I say, oh, look, a tornado, and, like, hang up and just, like, listen to you laughing for the next hour?
No, because I will so start on show tunes. I will. It'll be bad.
I don't know. Outer Darkness, you know, 20 might get done.
That's true. I mean, whip out the Sound of Music and I'm your gal. Yep. Yeah, so
the Lollipop Guild.
You know what? I like the Lollipop. I can't even get it out. Lullaby League. Yeah. I almost started to actually put my hands in the air and began to twinkle my feet. That's kind of sad. I'll stop.
Well, if we are ready, I have got the first ghost story from Jackie Bentley.
Yes.
And she says, one of my father's sisters passed away of acute appendicitis 11 years before I was born. When I was very young, about 4, living in the same house that she had, I had recurring terrible gothic and gory nightmares about the basement of the home. One night, approaching dawn, I saw a young woman standing outside the window on the wraparound porch looking into my bedroom. She was all in white, not so much clothes as a bright white urethral glow. Sorry. She said nothing at all, but I just somehow knew she was my father's sister, my Aunt Maddie. She said somehow, and she somehow communicated with me that the nightmares would go away now and never bother me again. And thanks heavens, I never had the dreams again. I've had bad dreams, of course, and sometimes dreams that seem prophetic, but not evil dreams ever again. I've never seen her again, but I felt I have a guardian angel. I always think of her as Aunt Maddie, even though I never met her. And years later, my mom mentioned to me that 20 years or so before we lived there, the basement of our family home was used for a whole remote neighborhood as a holding area for the departed in caskets before burial, sort of like a modern funeral home. And that was from Jackie Bentley, and you can visit her and see her books at jackiebentley.com.
Yes. Jackie's awesome. Thank you.
And it's Jackie with an I.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie's wonderful. I met her, I think we both met her at the conferences. And, yeah, she's a wonderful woman. Really great stories there. And thank
yes.
you for sharing that, Jackie. That's
and yes, and I'm sorry for stuttering over it. For some reason, the font on the story when I copied it over went all wacky, so it was like 12.9.
But I cannot read out loud and have it not come out shaky or something. I don't know what. I think my eyes go faster than my mouth or vice versa. I don't know, but it never works well for me. But, yes, if you have any stories that you'd like to share about, you know, ghosts or anything like that, because, you know, it's nearing Halloween and we're very excited about all that, please call in and feel free to talk to us. And also, we're going to be doing this again before the end of the month. This is definitely a test run for us. So if you don't make it in today or I accidentally hang up on you, sorry about that, people, you can try again. I'll do my best not to do it again. I'm trying. I'm really trying. Oh, and the number to call in is 646-595-3998, and this is Raven Radio with authors Michelle Ampello and Medium Roth. I felt the need to reiterate that just in case you weren't sure where you were or if you stumbled in the wrong
way. No, it's just Mandy. I don't want any credit for this one.
Yeah, wait a minute. It was just me. Oh, my gosh, yeah. So thank you, Jackie, for that. Now, Michelle, do you have anything that's happened that's slightly hard to explain / ghost?
Well, there's this whole me being friends with you thing. I'm kidding.
That is difficult. People have asked. We have no answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you quit sending your spirit into my bedroom now?
No, when I die, I'm haunting you. I am so haunting you.
Yeah, well, I'm exercising you.
Good luck with that.
I have my house blessed 3 times a day.
You're going to want to move that up when I go.
I bathe in holy water.
I type in it now.
You can't touch me.
Oh, my God.
No, you know, I've had things that could, you know, easily be explained away that felt kind of paranormalish at the time. I think a lot of people kind of get those feelings that they're being watched or that something is standing, you know, is there. But, you know, nothing that could be actually considered solid, I saw a ghost type proof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never seen orbs. I've never seen anything with my eyes, and I tend to be a very practical person.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, seeing is believing to me in a lot of things, and it's one of those things where I would really love to see something paranormal.
Yeah.
I would probably never be the same afterwards.
You start writing nothing but inspirationals. You take this other road in life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see it, yeah.
Michelle never leaves her little closet room.
He's got a cross sitting on the floor shaking. I see
it. But if you guys see me like that, then you know, hey, Michelle actually did see a ghost.
She had an experience, yeah.
She might refuse to talk about it or anything at all, but...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know how I would do it. I think that's one of those situations where you never really know how you would face it or how you would do it until you actually were in that situation. But I will say my personal experience is I am addicted to taps right now.
Oh, my gosh. You and the taps show.
Or the ghost hunters, yeah.
Yeah, the paranormal show on, is it the Travel Channel? What channel are they on?
Sci-Fi Channel.
Okay, Sci-Fi Channel.
I never really watched it before, and now they have the Ghost Hunter marathons where they've been playing all the old episodes,
mm-hmm.
and I've just become addicted. And I think what got me was the part where, I guess there's two co-founders, Jason and Grant, when it was saying, like, did you know Grant is a gourmet Italian chef? And I was like, oh,
nobody.
I love this show. What, not everybody has that same reaction to pasta?
Yeah, I could see you setting up for like a cheese and half on your satellite. Oh, I'm tuning in. I want
actually,
to
I have it on DVR.
Cook for me so the cows come out.
Yeah, I know it's strange. It's just, I saw that on there. I was like, huh, gourmet Italian chef, huh? I'll support his show.
You know, it's like your version of porn.
Talk pasta to me, baby. I can still be bought by food.
Oh, yeah.
There's no reason why I shouldn't weigh 500 pounds.
Oh, my gosh, I'm crying. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, I have caught a few episodes of it because my husband's a fan, and the guys crack me up on there. I like the technician guy, the head technician. He's got tattoos on his arms. He's good looking.
Steve.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, some of the older episodes, Brian was... that and
I think
Brian
Steve,
and
there was,
Steve I think is the current one though.
Yeah.
I get a little bit lost on how old the episode is until I see which location they're working out of. I mean, if it's the trailer and it's an older episode, if it's like this down, you know, Warwick, Rhode Island, downtown storefront, I think those are the newer ones. Yeah. Because I saw the episode where they were moving in. Yeah,
you're going to run around your house and, like, make it look haunted to get them to come so Grant will cook for you, aren't you?
I'll show up just to I'm going to get my Ouija board out and start holding seances.
I'll be like, talk tech to me, baby. Talk tech.
Send me your grocery list. What
oh,
do you need?
Gosh. Yeah. I was going to say that... for me, experiences, I've never seen, like, you know, turn around, there's a ghost there. I've never seen that. I would be giving appendages away to get to do that. I have had the weird experience, and you know all about this. I think I told you about it when it first happened, like, 3 years ago, when I was in the upstairs where my office used to be, and it was 3 in the morning. I'm typing away. I have a pair of big headsets, like, in the 70s, you know, those kind of things. They're wireless. I have those on, and I'm typing away. And I'm working on this Native American paranormal story. And I'm typing, and I've got all these, like, Native American books around me and everything else. And to help the story along, where I live is actually a place that had been very heavily populated and a lot of burial ground type thing, yada, yada. So I'm doing this, and all of the sudden, I totally feel like somebody grabbed my shoulder, not hard, not, like, aggressively, but just, like, put their hand on my shoulder and sort of squeezed. So I jerk around, flip my headset off, which, you know, later I'm really mad that I did this because, you know, the kid broke and they're hard to find, but, you know me, I'm cheap. Anyways, I yell at my husband who is not there. It's not him. There's no one down there with me. He's still out cold upstairs in the room. There's no one around me. It's just me sitting there with this incredibly heavy feeling, like something standing there with me. And I actually got a little wigged out by it. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't explain it. It could just been my imagination, but I wasn't writing a scene where any kind of ghost came up by anyone and did anything, but... I don't know. Freaked me out. I actually moved my office, like started the campaign, excuse me, to move the office, put in the paperwork, waited for the red tape, a.k.a. lazy husband, to get it downstairs. Finally, I'm here, and I sit in the shelter of my, you know, place down here and think, don't come behind me at night. Just don't.
Well, I do know. I've heard a lot of, like, secondhand experiences.
Yeah.
My mom... a while back, had lived in Oregon. She travels around quite a bit, so we know if she could be anywhere now. No, I do know where she's at. But she had lived in Oregon for a little bit, and this house that she had was right next to a nursing home, and it's, I guess a lady had lived there while her husband was in the nursing home, and when she died, she supposedly haunts the house where you can hear her walking up and down the stairs. If you leave the certain door open, that kind of goes down to this, like a split-level basement, garage-type area, she'll, you know, slam it shut, which, you know, everything can always be explained away by something.
Can I get
else.
Her to come over here and start shutting doors and lights off? I mean, I'd be very appreciative.
Yeah, well, I guess the broom in the kitchen moves around.
Oh, a cleaning ghost, my favorite kind.
I know. I'm like, can I bring her home? Well, when they left the house, they took this old cutting board with them, and I guess they were thinking it might have been hers because, you know, they had loaded up, you know, all this stuff into a moving van, and when they were, like, driving away, the car died. I mean, they didn't even make it out of town, and they so they called, and they reloaded, you know, had to wait for a new moving truck, and when they got there, they reloaded the second moving truck. Didn't even get 5 miles out of town. It blows tires.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it's just one of those things. And they're like, so they had to wait for, I guess, the third one. And then they put all the stuff into the third truck. And my mom dug out that cutting board and threw it away.
I don't blame her.
No more incidences. The rest of the trip went smoothly.
Keep your cutting board, lady. It's not that important.
Yeah. I think it was just one of those things that got packed. And she's like, yeah, we started thinking about it. I'm like, well, maybe, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Yeah, so that's like, you know, I have a family secondhand stories like that, but nothing
right.
I can say for me.
Right.
And I think I would really love to. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe if I become a ghost hunter fangirl, they'll let me tag along.
Wait, maybe.
So long as somebody holds my hand and gives me the flashlight, the entire thing.
You already count.
No asylums. I'm going to have a list.
Well, yeah,
no former hospitals.
From here.
No torture chambers. No asylums.
I can
maybe like
the
a
park.
Night be haunted type house.
We can go up the ride at Disney World. I'm on, man.
Exactly. That's the other
girl.
You are so mean to me.
It's so easy. It's like just wide open fields to run.
Okay, well, I have our second.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we digress.
Ghost story. This is from Janet Lane Walters.
Yes.
Who is published with New Concepts, Mundania, Clock Tower, Discus, Hardshell, and Zumaya.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Zumaya? Zumaya?
I got nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, forgive me. I don't know some of the pronunciations.
You write books.
Me spell good.
Read better. Yay.
And her story is, every night I heard a sound of someone running down the street, but when I looked, no one was there. I asked my neighbor, and she told me about the young woman who had lived on the corner house and who had been jilted. Her fiancé married another. She ran down the street after him and was hit by a car. One night, the running stopped. The next morning, my neighbor told me the man who had jilted her died the day the running stopped. I never heard her again. That's amazing.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. I want to have these things happen, but then I'm not sure if I would completely wig out or not. Well, clearly I did. I mean, I tossed a headset and screamed at someone who wasn't there. But I was going to throw down if someone was.
Oh, see, I talk to myself all the time, but I think they just call that crazy.
Oh, yes, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we also have another from, I think it's Kathy Kulig. It's K-U-L-I-G. I'm sorry if I butchered it.
And actually, if anybody wants to comment on these stories, they can call 646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998.
Yes, and I will do my best not to click you off. Again, I get to reiterate that as often as I can because I'm new to this whole switchboard thing, which is, yeah.
Yes, and feel free to call in and tell us your paranormal stories, hearsay ones that you've heard from other people. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, and we'll be doing this more throughout, you know, there's only a few days left of the month, but we're going to try to eke these in because we had wanted to podcast many, many times in October, but there was the catastrophic failure. So it didn't happen.
Off the website.
Yeah, yeah. Which is ravenhappyhour.com if anyone wants to visit, and it's a free online paranormal story, and it's ongoing, plus there's tons of links and tons of things to do. There's more than we could possibly explain in an hour.
And a lot of these stories I will be posting on the Raven blog as well, so you can read through them later this next month.
see. She says to me that she goes on to say that, I believe this is a real ghost story. I wasn't the only person who saw this ghost. He was in my old house in Florida. The house was only 40 years old, and I'd moved in about 3 months prior to the incident. So I lived alone and woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of heavy footsteps coming down my tiled hall. Oh, things are lighting up and I'm scared. Okay, sorry. Now I lost my place. This is why I shouldn't read in... conduct things at the same time. Hey, you're lighting things up. Stop it.
I'm playing with my buttons.
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. My impression was a guy wearing heavy work boots. I thought, oh, my God, I forgot to lock my door and a burglar is in my house. I had no weapons and no time to escape. I sat up in bed, expecting to see this man enter my bedroom. Instead, a gray figure of an older gentleman wearing overalls drifted in and stopped at the end of my bed. He just looked at me. I blinked several times to make sure I was awake, but he didn't go away. I tried to scream, but couldn't get enough air in my lungs to do so. Finally, I did scream. He looked surprised and disappeared. I turned on all the lights, checked out the doors and windows, and everything was locked. Other nights, I would wake up feeling someone gently stroking my hair or feel an invisible weight sitting on the bed. A guy friend was keeping his boat in my garage. One night, he was working on it while I was in my living room watching TV. I had told him casually that I think I had a ghost, but he didn't think too much of it. I wasn't sure if he believed me, so I dropped it. I didn't give him any details. He rushed in the house one night saying, I think I saw your ghost. Is he a gray man? I went to a psychic who happened to live in the neighborhood and told her that I had a ghost in my house. Again, not giving her any details. She said it was a man. Okay, 50-50 chance of getting that right. She said he wasn't an evil ghost and that he thought of me like a niece watching over me. He wasn't a previous owner who had died in the house. He was a carpenter who'd built the house. He died before the house was completed, explaining the work boots and overalls. Even though I wasn't scared of him, it did frighten me waking up in the middle of the night and seeing him standing over me now and then. So the psychic told me a few things to help him to move on. Burning white candles and sage, holy water, never did get to any of that. Sending out prayers or thoughts to guardian angels to help this ghost find his way to where he should be, that I did. I didn't see the ghost after that. I lived in the house for 10 years. Now I live in Pennsylvania in a 100-year-old Victorian house next to a cemetery with a garage that is built from rejected tombstone blanks. I'm not kidding. And I see not a ghost. Go figure. I'd be happy. Yeah, that's it. So thank you, Kathy. I mean, go figure. She does. She moves right there, has, you know, pieces of her home built out of this, and nothing shows up. That would be my luck. I'd go to extremes, and no one would arrive.
Yeah, actually, I could see you moving to the tombstone house on purpose.
I know. That would be, yeah. I keep
telling
everyone.
It comes with its own graveyard. So.
Excellent. Yeah, so that's kind
of. You know, I would actually, you're making fun of me, but I think it would be cool that Eddie Murphy movie, Haunted Mansion, that they did off the Disney ride,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be cool to live in that house. I thought it was awesome. Of course, I also kind of want to live at that, or what is it, Hell House, where it's
mm-hmm.
The Haunting, where it's like has Owen Wilson in it and
you're
Catherine
asking
David
me?
Jones.
You're asking
yeah. Well, no, I'm asking the listeners because
okay,
they suck at movies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it was The Haunting. I was get rid of all the eerie little happy cherub things. And, yeah, that house was awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that we're probably going to hold off on the, you know, any more ghost stories today for the ones we're reading. Feel free to definitely call in still if you have any you want to share. That's not a problem. We are going to talk a little bit about what we've had coming out. I did the All About Me thing for the quick 30-second intro when I was left hanging because someone had tornado sirens and barking dogs and yada yada and whatever. But, Michelle, what do you have coming out and what did you just have come out?
My newest release was Along for the Ride from Virgin Books.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited about that one. It's the second in a series, but each book can stand alone. The first book was Bit by the Bug, which came out in February. And this one, they did a huge, like, ARC signing for it this summer and big, like, publicity push. So from an author standpoint, it was just, you know, amazing how much went into this book
mm-hmm.
and is still going into it. But basically, we have police detective Megan Matthews, who used to work homicide, and she's in New York City, and her picture got taken down this serial killer. Well, the big media buzz, because of just this picture and how, you know, a photograph can depict so many things. She kind of became New York City's little darling detective, and she couldn't do her job, and it was kind of hampering investigations because everybody recognized her. So she had to switch units to, and she was working mainly like other crime scene investigations, which, you know, like big burglaries, things like that, where her, you know, interaction with the public isn't as much as it was doing the homicides. And she really resents the photographer who took this picture because he basically ruined her career track that she had and her effectiveness of doing her job, because now she's just, you know, so well known. But also because men who see her tend to want to, you know, want to be dominated by the great little darling detective who, you know, was should be in this like badass position of taking this guy down. And the photographer, Ryan is so enthralled with her now that, you know, and he's the one who took her picture, that he actually has stopped being a photojournalist and is doing crime scene photography for the department just to get a chance to be near her, you know, and be put in her path and kind of talk to her and stuff. And she wants nothing to do with him. And so basically it just comes down to he's tried everything he can think of to get her attention. And when nothing works, you know, he feels like he's only left with one option, which is kind of given to him by Megan's sister from Bit by the Bug Cat, and that's basically is to blackmail her into marriage or into being his fiance. Yeah, and
it's a great book, people. I read this book, and it's really good.
Yeah, the Virgin. This is from Virgin Books, who was acquired by Random House.
Right.
About 90% of it was acquired by Random House this last year. It's a launch book for their Cheek line here in the U.S., though they did have the Cheek line in the U.K. with the books in the U.S., but, you know, bigger distribution now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're just lighter, contemporary, erotic romances, a lot of fun, you know,
mm-hmm.
where the focus is on the romance or on the characters, even though you do have, like, you know, the serial killer side story and some other elements into it. But, yeah, a lot of fun to write. I just actually finished book three.
Yes,
and
so
turned it in.
Excited about this. Can you give us a little bit of a glimpse of Zoe's book? Because I'm excited about this one.
Actually, yeah, that one's funny because it's Zoe, I Made a Chef,
mm-hmm.
Which sounded wonderful at the time.
You and your fetish for cooking.
Yeah, you know, hey, I was like, oh, yeah, an Italian chef. Perfect. I eat Italian food.
Yeah.
But I don't cook.
No, not a lick. People.
I can bake.
Yeah.
And my cooking consists of the microwave, but... yeah, I don't really cook.
Don't sell yourself short. You have done some frozen pizzas in the oven.
Oh, yeah. I guess
yeah.
I do know
and
how to.
And fish sticks. You are damn handy with those.
If you can bake it, I can do it. I can bake. But, yeah, the whole cooking concept, it never really interested me. You know, cooking is eh.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why I married my husband, who happens to be an Italian chef.
Cook for me, baby.
Yeah, I told you I can be led around by pasta. He had me at pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Zoe, so she's a chef, and it's kind of funny because I'm writing this going, what in the world was I thinking? And, you know, so Mandy actually got called a lot on this one because she can cook. And, you know, and she's like, well, no, to do that, you would saute. And I'm like, simmer, saute, same thing.
I remember sitting there going, no.
Or what were you telling me, like blanch something?
And yes, I told you to blanch it. And then you just want to, you know, get it a little bit, you know, bright green and then call it good. And you were like, oh, I'll just boil it or something. You were going on and on.
You were explaining blanching. And I'm like, so you just want me to simmer it, right, in some water.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what I live
yeah.
with.
So
every day.
Yeah, the editing process on this book is going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I like the email, like, give me a name of a good pot and pan. Oh, great.
What, microwavable Tupperware? Or this little, like, the Glad, you know, plastic Glad container.
What do you mean Dixie's not fine china?
You can rinse and reuse. And I will say that this plastic, like the plastic cups you can buy, the disposable ones, will go through the dishwasher. And they'll go through more than once.
Things you learn when you're finished.
And the rinse and reuse plates.
Yes.
They really are rinse
oh,
and reuse. And you can't put them
right.
in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Around here we call that fine china.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have readers feeling so bad for me. You can send me food.
In care of.
Brownie's work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. But no, I'm excited about Zoe's book. It's been fun watching you through the progress, you know, writing it. And
yeah.
It's been entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know that there are any more shelves in my future as far as writing. No, it's very interesting to study, and that's one of the great things I think both of us feel about being a writer is you can research.
Right, right.
You know, and you can just kind of pick a topic and run with it. And, you know, these books have been great. I got a, you know, crime scene investigation and procedures and, like, New York Police Department. I got to, you know, research that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bit by the Bug. The hero was a bug scientist,
yes.
You know, entomology.
Yes.
And so I got to research that. And, yeah, so, I mean, great. I don't know. A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm surrounded right now by some military books because I'm working on some things that involve that. And
Immortal Love.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did somebody say something?
Is
that a caller?
Fun. I know. Yeah, yeah. No, because I'd have hung up on them. I think they've given up now. They're like, yeah, we'll just we'll email you later, you moron. Yeah. So, yeah. But no, I mean, I do. I enjoy looking things up too, and I get all excited. I've been going through and scanning the ISBN numbers off of all of my reference books to log them into this computer program that's called Book Collector that you can use to organize things again. And every time I pick one up, I'm like, oh, I need to work on a story about this. Oh, I need to I'm thinking, I don't have that much time. I'm just going to put that back. But no, it's been very exciting. Of course, then my husband comes in and he looks at the cover price total that this the software gives you. And I've only gotten one of, like, 8 bookshelf scans. And he was like, yeah, I'm not going to peek at that again, honey. Yeah. I think it was things he didn't want to know on that list, you know.
Yeah, I that's things I don't want to know.
Yeah, what
I don't want to know how much money I have on my shelves.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I could have bought A Small Country. Instead, I bought the nonfiction section of a library.
Yeah. It's really a shame because my library, I think they're well-meaning. They just don't tend to have what I'm looking for. That or I'm just creepy, which is a very real possibility.
You know, I found that here, too, though. My library does not have... I mean, the reference books are from the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that doesn't have the latest stuff, and which is okay when you're sometimes, you know, looking for something from the Middle Ages.
Right.
And if you're looking for modern, well, hey, I do look for Middle Ages stuff a lot.
I was just thinking, yeah, Middle Ages is totally the 70s to me, man. I'm not a history buff, so that is pretty old to me.
But, you know, there's also, even if it is a historical thing, there are, like, advances or new discoveries.
Right, right.
That stuff's going to be fairly dated as well.
Right.
And then, of course, there's always the, you know, history is kind of in the perception of the writer.
Right.
When it comes to historians, so. Yeah, so I think we both were at the same spot and ended up buying a ton of nonfiction books.
Yeah. It was
that, and
it's
a slight addiction.
It does. It becomes time-consuming when you have to pack up your laptop and everything with it and go down to a library and work. And I don't know about you, but I found that I can't type if people are walking behind me. One, because a lot of times the material I'm typing is not appropriate, and I worry about who's there, and I don't want to type in front of anyone I shouldn't be, you know. And two, if I'm bothered or things are moving around me, I can't focus on what I'm doing. So, yeah, I gave up and just started buying what I needed, which is a very expensive thing to do, but... I think in the end it's worth it.
Now, one of the things I think that surprised me on the topic of research is a lot of, like, writers,
mm-hmm.
It always amazes me when they mention that they do their research on the Internet.
Oh, I know, and that's the only place that they do
and
it. I'm a little shocked,
source.
Too. Yeah, I'd want to verify the information because I tend to take everything on the net with a grain of salt.
Well, yeah, anybody with a computer and some basic knowledge can make a web page.
Yeah.
And, you know, put their information out as fact.
Right.
And that always amazes me is when people cite the Internet
right.
as their only source of, you know, source of research.
Right.
When I know us, we have, like, 2 books that will cite most of the facts. And,
yeah.
You know, research. Our Internet's a great jumping off point to kind of get a feel for the subject.
Right.
Or to get keywords of, you know, to research deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few reputable sites out there where I would take, you know, like Encyclopedia Mythica
mm-hmm.
would be a good one
mm-hmm.
that, you know, tends to have a lot of good information as far as, you know, mythology and
yeah,
people.
Well, I need to throw kudos to what my library lacks in actual shelf books, you know, tangible things. They make up for it in their online access. You can click on and then you sign in and you can get, like, Britannica. You can get anything you want online information-wise through these normal pay sites. It's so great. I'm happy that they do that. So yeah. I have to give them kudos on that. But, yeah, I do see a lot of people who just want to take, you know, what they find online and use it as that. And
so, Mandy, what do you think is the strangest book that you have, nonfiction research-wise, on your shelf?
Really? Let me look. You'll browse with me. Now that I'm on a phone, we can actually walk together. Join me, my friends. Let's see. The strangest book I have. I don't know. That's kind of weird because, okay. All right. You ready to laugh? I don't know if it's the strangest, but it's probably the most amusing one I have, just if you know me, because I'm so not hip to any kind of coolness. I have the Hip Hop, A Dictionary of 10,000 American Slang Expressions.
Crack that baby open. Let's see.
Okay, what do you want
to know? I want it in your best gangster voice.
I don't have one.
Yo, homie.
I don't know how core. This is not very hardcore. I just open up to the N, and it's nutty as a fruitcake. I'm sorry, but I don't see anyone hardcore being like, you're nutty as a fruitcake. You bad girl, you.
That just goes to show you that not all books are the best source of research information either.
You're going to want to verify this fact.
Okay, so your homework assignment, children, is to go out into the streets, look for some game bears, and say that they're nutty as a fruitcake and see if they respond favorably or not. Disclaimer, do not do anything Minnie and Michelle tell you to do.
Yes, and right next to it is the hippie dictionary, so, yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Don't they fight on the shelves?
No, the hippies just hug everybody. What are you talking about?
That sarcastically aggressively sits next to them.
The hip-hop slang one says, you're nutty as a fruitcake. I'm peeking for the strangest thing I have. I mean, that's probably one of the most amusing, because if you know me at all, you know how much I need that. I don't know. What about you while I'm looking? What's your strangest book?
I have a lot of, like, odd travel guides, I think.
Yeah.
I know everything about Malaysia.
Yeah.
Bulgaria, Bali.
Bali. I was going to say Bali and Lombok.
Tanzania.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg.
Hmm.
And the Idiot's Guide to Being a Spy. I don't know where I got that one. I don't see me buying it, but it's just funny. It's like the Idiot's Guide to Being a Spy.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Everybody should have at least one, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm still peeking around to find my oddest book. I've got so many, it's hard to narrow it down to one odd thing. See, I really don't know. I give up. Yeah, you know, maybe the book that you actually brought me that's like before they even had anything even resembling an ISBN number or a jacket cover, the one that is the Ocean Transportation Guide that's written back in, like, 1919 or something.
Oh, yeah, the
that's
old
one. Yeah.
Like the Oceanographer's Handbook.
Right. That's a kind of different one in the collection, for sure. See, one of my favorite books is the Encyclopedia of Plagues. I enjoy that greatly. I've referred to it many times. It's actually got a bunch of tabbies in it.
Yeah, the Plague and Petulance.
Yeah.
I think I've got that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, everything in here is kind of weird. I've got, like, Santeria, the religion. There's things you wouldn't expect to find in a normal person's library, you know. Not saying there's anything wrong with Santeria, but, you know. I really don't think many people who live in my neighborhood have a book on it, just saying.
Actually, I've got an interesting ghost story here up on my computer screen.
Okay.
From Carolyn Ivey, who is carolynivey.com. She's with Samhain Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's interesting because it does kind of have to do with writing. And she says, at our very first RT back in 19, Stacey Wilder and I took a break to drive to a nearby Civil War battlefield to poke around. After a couple of hours, we ended the tour at the cemetery. As we wandered among the stones, we got separated and I lost sight of her. Walking down the row of headstones, I came across one that had only two words on it, Jesse, Ohio. How sad, I thought. I pictured a young soldier, maybe a drummer boy, whom nobody had been able to identify after the battle, who had waited in vain for him to come home. how many people passed his stone by their way to visit the grave of a relative. I couldn't stand it. I stood over the grave and sang for him softly. Later, JC and I met up at the center monument of a cemetery, and she was pale. What's wrong? I asked. I was just over there by myself when I heard someone crying. I looked around, but there wasn't anyone near me. It sounded like a young man. I questioned her further, and it turns out that she heard the crying at the same time I was singing to Jesse. We were more than a football field length apart at the time.
Oh.
And I just thought it was interesting because it happened at an RT conference.
Right, right, yeah.
Which, you know, is all the reason to go on those little side trips that they have or they arrange for you.
Right. Right.
Now, Carolyn, what year was that? Okay, so we need to do some research here.
Yeah.
Find out how long she's been going to these conferences. Because it was 19-something, and they were by a Civil War battlefield. So somebody do the research and get back to us.
Yes, please do.
We're going to rat her out.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This has been different. It's different doing this on the phone versus with the microphone and that, and the ability to pause and delete out stupid remarks.
Yeah.
I apologize up front for everyone, and yeah. And guess what, people? We're probably going to be doing these live from here on out. So.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that come out loud?
Yeah, and it's stuck there. I don't know how to get it out.
Well, this is it. Today was really just kind of a testing the system, especially
yeah.
after the other system major catastrophe email thing that they did, and we had to reload
yeah.
everything. And
yeah.
has just been a mess, so we're looking for a new system. And today really has just been kind of a rambling test to test out the system, make sure the phone things work, get all our little glitches ironed out.
Yeah.
And I'll have to figure
out
the cities.
See, we just finally figured out the other thing when it crashed.
We were just getting on a roll, and now, yeah.
Yeah, and we're looking actually for a good time to do this. A lot of people have mentioned, that from what I've been reading, that, in the evening is a great time to put one of these live things on. That's wonderful now, but I don't think I can get the quiet time for that. So we're kind of looking for, what days of the week do you want to hear this? And during the day, what hour? So if you have anything like that, email us, definitely. Like, so you can find our contact information at ravenhappyhour.com. And our call-in number will always be 646-595-3998 when this is running live. Feel free to call in. Doesn't matter if you have nothing to share that we're on a topic with, because seriously, if you've been listening to us, we rarely have a topic we stick with. So
yeah, we're fine with digressing. If you have questions for us, if you would like to harass Mandy for the next Daughter of Darkness book, if you would like,
yeah, no.
The campaign starts now.
I'm just going to have to accidentally hang up on that. Oops, you want a daughter of what? Oh, look at that. Connection went, sorry. You know what? I have the power to mute Michelle. I just realized that.
Oh, great. Yeah, there's a reason why I'm not given power and control over these things. It goes to my head and I become a mad woman.
Yeah. You can't talk now.
Look what I can do. Look what I can do. I usually can figure out just enough to mess everything up.
I was just thinking of that in the blog. Oh, yeah, we don't let her loose with too much. Oh. But, yeah, this has definitely been an experience. So, Michelle, what do you have on the plate aside from, I know you just finished up a recipe. What do you have that you're going to be working on?
Well, I do have Stone Queen, which is mm-hmm. Realm Immortal Book 3 coming out with Samhain in print in a few days, actually, on the 30th.
Excellent.
So that's on the schedule. Mm-hmm. As far as planned, I do have the first Space Lords book contracted, which is part of the Futuristic series. At NCP, a lot of my readers, that's the most popular series, follows the Dragon Lords, Lords of the Var, Zang Dynasty, and the next installment is Space Lords.
Mm-hmm.
So book one is contracted. I am still waiting to hear back from the publisher on when that will come out, but I'm hoping fairly soon.
Yeah.
And, yeah, feel free to email them and ask.
Yeah, go ahead, email away.
Yeah, harass them more than I can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got a lot of people who seem to be excited about that one.
Yeah.
And right now I'm actually just kind of in a revamping stage of trying to figure out which books I'm going to work on next, where I'm going, what
Mountain
I'm going
Captive
to do.
Two.
Do what?
Mountain Captive 2?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
another vampire one?
Yeah, I've gotten some emails for Tribes of the Vampire. It seems to go in stage surges. And right now, like I said, I'm kind of revamping what I'm going to be doing for who and for what to kind of reorganize my time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any preferences on what you'd like to see me working on, that and your name is not Mandy Roth, feel free to email me.
I can set up a Yahoo account that isn't me. Just know that right now. You get Mountain Captive 2 requests later today, didn't you?
Yeah, and they'll know it's Mandy because you're the only one who ever requests that.
I love that book.
You're insane.
I know. I'm working on Magnetic Attraction for Samhain, which is supposed to come out in January. It is the second book in the Droid War series. The first was Performance Criteria. And I just did a thing on my blog, which is a new thing I'm starting out for everyone. It's Behind the Story, and it deals with behind the stories of my stories, Michelle's, any other authors who kick in and want to do it. And it's just a fun way to kind of see what either inspired me or where I looked or where they looked and what inspired them. So it's on my blog now, but I'm having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, and I think you have on your blog now, too, a playlist
yeah.
of stuff that you listen to when you're writing one of your books. Which book was it?
Valkyrie playlist is up there right now.
Yeah, I didn't have it in front of me. But, yeah, which is very interesting because Mandy does that. She'll listen to music while she writes, and
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'll have usually a TV going on low in the background just for the noise.
And I set a lot of playlists up to post to let readers know, because I get a lot of questions about that in emails. It's really funny. Like, they've either heard us talking about it or they've seen me writing about it. They'll ask a little something silly, like, did you listen to a soundtrack, like, show tune one for this? You know? So I've taken about 10% of the songs on my list, because my playlists usually run, like, I'm not kidding, 800 hours. They're huge, massive things for each book. So I grabbed, like, some songs from it. Some are pretty obvious. You know, Valkyrie is pretty self-explanatory with the title. So Kashmir, Led Zeppelin, Magic Man Heart. Then there's some different ones that I think probably people wouldn't think, you know, are in there. Like there's a song by Neck, who is an Italian musician. The Boys Are Back in Town, Detroit Steel. A lot of little things like that. So, yeah, that's not one of my more shocking ones. I think the Daughter of Darkness one is probably the one that takes everybody by surprise. You really listened to the Lullaby League? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I know. People thought I was kidding, and then, no, really.
Oh.
The Lollipop Guild did.
I got to tell you the song I'm currently, I have on loop. I don't even have a playlist on. This is the song that is just working for me for Magnetic Attraction. It's Baby Come Back by Player from the 70s. That Baby Come Back. You can blame it all on me, that one.
Yeah, now that's going to be stuck in my head, thanks.
And you're welcome, anytime.
Michelle's not getting any writing done for the next week.
I have no idea what made me think of that song. I have no idea what prompted me to put it on loop, but there you have the song that's working for me.
Well, I think we've got only a few minutes left on this radio show, podcast, whatever we are now. And I should probably take the time to mention that we do have several contests going on right now at the Raven blog, and you can get there from the website, ravenhappyhour.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there, usually if you just go to the blog and you click on contest, you'll be able to see everything that's going. But we have several author features, and the authors have been kind enough to donate prizes. We've got Jackie Bentley this month, Tracy Kitt, and Wesling Harding, Lauren Dane, Monica Burns, and coming up on the 30th, we'll have Jacqueline Frank. And most of those ladies have been kind enough to donate prizes. And to enter, all you have to do is go to the blog, check out their author feature, and make a comment, and you're automatically stuck into the drawing for the prize.
Now, that is so simple.
Yes, it is. And there's like 5 or 6 contests going on this month on the blog alone. So very, very much worth checking out.
I've had people point out to us that we're constantly giving something away.
Yes, and
yeah.
We like it like that. So.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I like it, yeah.
Come show your support
out of our
for the authors and encourage them to give you more prizes.
Yes.
It works for everyone.
Yeah. You know, it just keeps it more fun, keeps it interesting for sure.
And we'll have more contests and author features coming up next month. I think
yes.
We've got about at least 5 or 6 lined up every month on the blog.
Right.
So just, yeah, keep coming back, checking it out. See what people say. I think in November we have Kate Austin,
mm-hmm.
who is with Harlequin. She does the next novels.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Wesley Harding's coming back. We've got Anita Verkirk,
mm-hmm.
who is with New Concepts Publishing, Jackie Bentley. And I'm sure there's several more, and I'll be sure to announce those later. I think we have J.C. Clark next month. So, yeah, a lot of great authors on the lineup, and I'm very excited. And I might actually make my own Yahoo account and go enter the contest.
I'm Frank Frank, yeah.
Bob wants to win.
Yeah, disregard the mailing address is strikingly similar to my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob wins all the prizes.
We do give away some good stuff. We get so much stuff in, I sit and stare at it longingly going, I wish I was just the reader right now.
And for those of you just joining us, we do have the Raven scavenger hunt contest going on.
Yes,
over
we already talked about that while you were gone.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because we've got that big contest and, you know, well over 80 prizes, over 60 authors participating. It's
yeah.
Great.
It's been a huge thing. I mentioned that we've had over 2,000 people visit the page.
Yeah.
So, which is fantastic.
Tons of entries. So.
Yeah. And everyone here in Radio Land who's just hearing us now for the first time versus our normal podcast listeners, which we're still going to put this up on the other podcast site as well when this finishes. So all those people still get it, still the same way as before. I wanted to let everyone know that we had topped over 20,000 feeds. So that I was very excited about that.
Yeah, tons of people. We've got, see, I had a list here somewhere of some of the places that listen to us
Turkey,
on a regular basis.
Belgium. I'm remembering some of the ones off the top of my head. Turkey, Belgium,
Belgium people, that whole chocolate thing you got going on there.
Yes.
Feel free to share the love.
Can I say London loves us? Let me just say that. London, you guys are great. You're awesome.
London and Texas.
Yes, London and Texas. Believe it or not, Texas is the state with the most listeners here in the U.S. Australia, you guys are not coming in like too shabby there. You're running a close third with them. So, yeah.
Yeah, so a big shout-out to all our international fans.
Yes, yes.
I'm probably an international phone call for you to call into the show, but you feel free to email us with your questions, and we'll be
yes.
sure to mention your name and
at
read your question.
At some point, I'm going to figure out this thing that they offer here on this new place where we're running through where you can Skype in with your microphone, that the program Skype that's free, you can call in that way. I don't really know how to do it. It's probably something that is so easy and everyone else gets, but I don't. But I will look into it, and we'll let you all know so that international people don't have to be trying to make that kind of a call. Yeah. And I will do my best not to hang up on you. Yeah, I need that on the like disclaimer. Yeah.
We also have, let's see, the UK, Netherlands, Japan, Italy, Brazil, Germany, Canada, and, of course, the U.S.
We have to take a moment to talk about the interview that I did, the online thing with Isn't It Romantic from over in Italy, their review site, and how fun and interesting that was for the day and how it was a massive ordeal. People, she actually, the girl who runs it, like Eliza or Elise, I think it is, can't remember now, she had to translate every single post and give it to me in English so that I could answer her in English and then she would translate and post it up online so that the Italian readers could read it. It was quite the ordeal. It was a lot of fun, though. I want to do it again. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, very interesting site, too.
Yeah.
You know, the time she puts into it to translate.
Oh, I know.
Everything back and forth from English to Italian.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah, and she does this many, many times, because when a thank you response even comes through from that first translation, she will, again, retranslate it and put it down. And then if I say, you're welcome, she's got to, again, go over there and, yeah. So that's a lot of work into that. I admire her for that. But that was a ton of fun. We have 2 minutes left, and I'm not exactly sure what to do. Normally, we'd shut the podcast off or put on our music and say goodbye, but we have to pretty much sit here or it'll be dead air. So, once upon a time, there were two little girls who thought they could do a live radio show.
It's Mandy's fault.
Hey, I
Mandy is completely responsible for this entire thing. I'm sorry.
I called her today, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing in like 20 minutes? Let's go do a test run.
Okay. I'm picking up glass. Yeah. It just rained down on me from above.
Oh, yes, but we are nearing the end here, and we're going to go ahead and try to play this last music for you to sign out.
So, I hear it, so hey.
Hey, one step in the right direction. Actually, this is a better sign than when we first podcast. All right, thank you for joining us, everyone. Thanks for putting up with all of our, idiotness. I'm sorry, I don't even know if that's a word. I write books.
Bye.
Bye-bye.